Last month, it was announced that MSU's Lesbian, Bisexual, Gay, Transgender Resource Center had received an anonymous gift of $1 million. The gift has been called the Support, Outreach, Action, and Respect Fund, or SOAR Fund. It's the largest donation in the history of MSU's LGBT Resource Center. Here to tell us more is Deanna Hurlburt, the director of the Resource Center here on campus. Welcome to Current State.
Good morning.
First of all, congratulations. $1 million donation is pretty exciting. I know the donors want to remain anonymous, but what can you tell us about this?
Sure. Well, what I can tell you about it is that I have been able to meet with the donors, and we've been in touch with them for some time. And it's really an extraordinary gift. I mean, $1 million is a wowing figure.
Yeah.
And we've been very fortunate. I mean, $1 million gets the attention of folks like you and others and is a great place to have to start conversations. But we have been very fortunate to be the beneficiaries of many large gifts within the last 14 months. Mm. I think that's a reflection of a couple of things. First off, it's a reflection of the university doing a much better job of appropriately engaging with LGBT alumni. And the second piece is that it's acknowledging that Michigan State is really on the verge and positioned to be a global leader in LGBT student support, climate, and developing folks for service around the world.
As you said, the Resource Center probably won't get the money for some time. What does the gift
Correct.
Mean right now, though?
What the gift means right now is, I think, of two things. I think it's healing for LGBT alum who were a part of Michigan State during long periods of time when their existence wasn't necessarily acknowledged. For those alum who give the gift, it's a way of saying, the way that I experienced the world when I was a college student, I don't want anybody else to have to deal with that, to have to go through that. And the other thing that it does is it's validating for all LGBT people and people who love LGBT people to say that that their existence, the existence of us, is important to the institution, and that there are some unique support needs that are going to continue despite the recent advances in policy.
Deanna Hurlburt is the director of MSU's LGBT Resource Center. We're talking about a recent $1 million donation that was announced to the center. Describe your mission for us.
Sure. The LGBT Resource Center exists for, I think, of two purposes. One part, and actually the lion's share of what we do, is prepare all students to thrive in a world that's diverse, and diverse in ways that they're not always prepared for when they get to campus. So ally engagement and development are educational programs. A little known fact is that about 85% of the students and the folks that our office works with are heterosexually identified. And that's because if you want to change climate, change the institution, you have to work to develop allies and do broader education. The other piece of our mission is making sure that lesbian, bisexual, gay, transgender students, those students that are questioning their identities, that they have an outstanding Spartan experience. And those are the direct support services that we offer and advocacy for those students.
So you're reaching out to the straight student population here, mm-hmm. in an attempt to make them aware of these challenges and to hopefully line up their support.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Another way to frame the work that we do is that we do broad-based education around sexuality and gender as a whole. Unfortunately, our public school system is really, both in the state of Michigan and broadly, is kind of terrible about sexuality education and sexual health education. It's very limited. So there are ways in which people just don't know about the spectrum of sexuality and gender, mm-hmm. and they don't know about the fluidity of sexuality and gender that is a reality that doesn't get talked about.
One of your programs is a 6-week course for incoming LGBT students. What does that cover exactly?
Sure. It's open to allies as well, and a good number of the folks who have participated in that program are straight identified. And most of the time, those heterosexual students are coming into the program because their social network has been largely connected to the LGBT community. They were involved in GSAs. So what it's about is meeting the unique support needs for incoming LGBT students. We know that students who feel connected to the university, students who have friends here, do better as students and are more likely to stay. So we create the opportunity for those students to get to meet others and make friends. And it by having programs, the existence of our office, this special first-year experience program, it says that you exist and that the university values you and we are invested in you. And that helps those students feel connected to the institution as well as to one another, which makes them more likely to stay here and do well here.
How has the climate changed for LGBT college students recently? I mean, what issues do LGBT students face today that they may not have faced a decade ago, let's say?
Oh, that's a great question and an insightful question, is that there are challenges that folks face now that we didn't necessarily have, weren't as common years ago. And the first is that people are becoming self-aware of their sexuality and their gender identity at earlier ages. It's more common now that students are out before they get to campus. And for a long time, my work was around helping students deal with coming out. It's no longer the case. Now the work is largely working with the institution to get the institution up to speed with the needs of these students, who are also millennials.
Besides the course for first-year students, describe one other service you offer that you're really proud of that's important.
Sure. We have what I call the family room, which is the walk-in space of the LGBT Resource Center. And that space is critically important. We found it to be especially important for those students that may have a harder time finding a social niche elsewhere. And it is a lounge, essentially. Where folks can spend time. We also have, in addition to that, we do individual mentorship with students, where I call them motivational interviews, where we help students identify their goals and the steps to achieve those goals. And we do that with any student. Sort of a case management approach.
Okay.
A concierge service. When I meet with students and at our welcome event, we let students know that anybody who walks in the door becomes one of my kids, one of our kids, and that whether it's about financial aid, issues at home, a relationship problem, or the shoelace broke and they need help with that, that we offer concierge services.
How many MSU students identify as LGBT? Do you know? We often hear, hey, 40,000 MSU students. I mean, do you have any idea how many of those identify as LGBT?
No. I mean, really, we don't keep, it's not data that's currently collected by the institution, but what we do say is that numbers are probably the same as they are in the general population. And estimates for that go anywhere between 3 to 10 to 15% of the population.
How many is it known? Do you have any idea how many LGBT students graduate from MSU?
No, which is hugely problematic. I think one of the challenges for the university is going to be to have the courage to start collecting that data in appropriate way. There's been some hesitation to record identity-based data, in part because at one point in time there were issues of privacy and concerns that people would be insulted if you asked them about their sexual orientation and their gender identity. I'm of the belief that for students that are here now and the students that are coming, they're more insulted if you don't acknowledge that their identity as lesbian, bisexual, gay, or transgender persons is important. So until we start to collect that information in our university demographics at admissions and then throughout the time that students are here, we're not going to know.
What's the resistance? Where is the resistance coming from to that?
Well, part of it is it's just the investment it takes in terms of IT, database technologies.
Okay.
That's, you know, there's that piece. But the other piece is, again, there's resistance to collect the information because it's seen as sensitive and private. And I believe that that can be overcome by allowing the information to be optional, as other data. But also people are afraid that it will cause insult to students if they ask that question. My experience has been that students now, they don't even blush at the question. We, as people in our 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, blush at the question, but the kids don't.
Do you see a day when that may change? Might the day arrive pretty soon when we do start tracking that?
Yeah, I think that I think we have that. There's the will on many levels to make that happen. I think that it's a matter of I could be any minute now. It just takes a few people in the right places to decide that they're going to ask those questions.
You alluded to the fact that more young people are coming out in high school and they're already adjusting to their identity by the time they arrive at Michigan State. What does that say about the overall climate for LGBT students here at MSU?
Yeah. What it says is that overwhelmingly, Michigan State has an excellent climate, and we have for a long time. Where the rub has come in is having that Michigan State University is in the middle of the state of Michigan, which is a very conservative state. It is what I would think of as a repressive political climate. Our public policies here are not just null, they are destructive to LGBT persons and families. So Michigan, the state of Michigan, is also one of the most segregated in the country. And most of our students here come from the state of Michigan. And that means we have a student population that isn't experienced and versed with talking about difference, whether it's race, ethnicity, class, culture, immigration, or sexuality and gender. So we institutionally, I think, we have a student culture and climate that has some unique challenges for talking about difference. So when we have all these public policy changes that are happening so rapidly, a huge number of students who are coming here, who are already out, who expect to be acknowledged and to be serviced as LGBT persons, that I'm concerned about pending backlash and how that might manifest.
Well, it's interesting you bring this up because, I mean, broadly, we seem to be moving in the direction of more acceptance and legal rights for LGBT citizens. In just a few minutes, in fact, we're going to have an update on yesterday's hearings at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals on gay marriage bans in four states, one of them Michigan. But you're wary that this public debate might bring about a backlash. Tell us more about that.
Sure. First, anytime that there is a debate about civil rights, anytime there's a debate that's identity-based in the media, so whether it's marriage, don't ask, don't tell, other kinds of institutional policies, you're essentially putting into the public debate someone's humanity and the legitimacy of their family and their relationships as parents, as partners, and as children of LGBT folks.
It invites a reaction as well, which is, and there's risks involved in that. Is that part of what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just within the last week, within the last few days, I've heard of three incidents in the Lansing area of people being verbally harassed, verbally assaulted, completely unprovoked. Two of the instances are folks that I know personally. And that's, I have not heard that in many years. This is unusual. So I think, I'm a little bit concerned about what that's going to look like for us coming back.
Deanna Hurlburt is the director of MSU's LGBT Resource Center. Last month, the center became the recipient of a $1 million bequest from anonymous donors. Thanks for joining us, Deanna.
Thank you.
Good luck.